Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Why they allow Greg T in the studio to do these phone taps, I'll never know.
Come on.
Your phone taps are more like pranks. You just like to make fun of people, make them miserable.
Well, I like to have fun with people.
Okay.
You know?
What is yours all about?
All right, so here's the deal. So Dean and Ted just opened up a brand new business. So their wives thought, since they're sitting there doing nothing, let's have Greg T phone tap them.
Yeah, they opened a business. They're doing nothing.
So, there's nothing going on. It's just a brand new business. So, you know, they don't really have a lot going on.
Okay.
So not only did I phone tap them, but I pranked them pretty much all day asking for my chicken.
Your chicken?
Yes, my pet chicken.
All right, well, let's listen in to today's phone tap from Greg T.
Jeff, not the Dean.
I lost my chicken.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Where's my chicken? My chicken.
I think you called the wrong number.
Do you have my chicken?
I don't have your chicken. This is a hunt and fishing store. Anything else I can help you with?
Have you seen my chicken?
Hey, come here. Talk to this fool. Yeah, can I help you?
I lost my chicken. Where's my chicken?
You want your chicken?
I need my chicken. Please.
We don't sell chickens over here. It's a hunt and fish store.
Did you eat my chicken?
No, I didn't eat your chicken.
Where's my chicken?
We got business stuff to do. Chef, not the Dean.
I need my chicken.
This phone call's for you.
Chicken! Do you have my chicken?
No, we don't have your chicken. You need to quit calling over here, all right? We're working right now, and we're waiting to get some calls in for orders, and I don't need you calling about your chicken. We don't have your chicken. Go buy your chicken at a farm store.
You ate my chicken! Store. You ate my chicken!
We don't have your damn chicken.
No, you did. I know. You're animals. You ate my chicken. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, you're interrupting our business working. Quit calling. Call somebody else. What are you, 12 years old? Stop it.
It was my chicken.
I don't give a damn if it was your chicken. It wasn't my chicken. It wasn't your chicken. I don't know whose chicken it was. But all I'm saying is we got work to do, and quit calling. All right? Thank you. Sir, stop calling here, okay? Officer, just listen to this, okay? Here he is. I'm going to put the phone up to the receiver. Here goes.
You got my chicken?
That is what we've
chicken.
Been hearing for the past 30 minutes. He keeps calling.
Chicken.
Shut the up, okay? Listen, we are tracing your call right now. We're talking to the police right now. We're talking to the police right now, and they're going to come whoop your ass if you don't stop calling us. Officer, I'm still here. Yes, sir. He's still on the phone. He keeps calling. This is like the sixth time he's called. Yes. I just want you to let you know the police have traced this call, and they're going to be apprehending you soon. So, you know, I hope you had a lot of fun doing this, okay? So just off, leave us alone, or I'm going to stick that chicken up your
It's got orange feet and three toes.
Just keep him on the phone. Keep him on the phone, Ted. Keep him on the phone.
It's got wings. Wings to use for his hands. Wings. His wings are his hands. Chicken.
Well, doesn't have a name.
Rudy. Rudy the chicken. He was flying, and then he went to the left, and I know he went to your store.
Okay, well, see, that's the problem, you see, sir. Chickens do not fly.
But he was running fast. He jumped over the fence, and he went into your store. My chicken did that.
Yeah, you crazy, dude. You're crazy. Dude, I'm going to stick that chicken so far up your... You don't stop calling here. You know what, buddy? We found old Rudy. I fucked him and cut his head off and threw him back in the frying pan, and we ate that... Up good, boy.
Man, that was good eating.
Mm. Man, I tell you what.
No!
No,
you didn't.
Oh, yeah. Quick to feed that little bastard up.
No!
We shake and bake that bitch.
What? Why would you do that to my Rudy?
I mean, damn, if he's a smart chicken, he shouldn't have come to a hunting fish store. We got knives and stuff laying around here. I'm going to chop his damn head off and eat that. All right, dude, we had fun, all right? We had fun, baby. We laughed about it. We called the cops. Hopefully, we're going to figure out who the you are. I tell you what, boy, you better quit calling here. I'm going to figure out who you are very quick, somehow, and I'm going to come down there and beat your little ass. You understand me?
Chicken.
You're annoying the ever-living piss out of us.
Dad, tell him I'm going to stick that chicken up his man.
Chicken! Damn it. You little bastard. They ain't got nothing better to do with his day than to with us. Stop calling us.
Do you guys know Gail and Steph? Hello?
Yeah.
What?
What is going on? Why are you talking about my wife and Dean's wife?
My name's Greg T from the Elvis Duran Morning Show. You guys been phone tapped. Your wives put me up to it.
Oh, man.
piss me off, you little son of a bitch.
You guys got my chicken?
Oh my God.
It was like, okay, it was annoying at first, but damn. I was like,
oh, my God, dude. They're dead. Didn't
oh, my goodness.
Hey, your wife's told me you guys just opened up a brand new store. Congratulations. I wish you guys the best of luck. And she also said you guys are pretty bored over there with nothing to do, so we figured to have a good time with you.
We are not bored. We're very busy, but thanks anyway.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.